Now that the Thanksgiving feast is over and done, you might want to check out a film this holiday weekend. And so we have got with us today John Horn, host of KPCC's The Frame, with some suggestions. John, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
So this is the time of the year when the movie studios start to roll out the films that they think are going to win Oscars because they want them to be fresh on the minds of the Academy voters in time for the Oscars coming up in just a few months.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, over the last couple of months, it's been kind of the dregs of late summer, early fall. And now that The Grinch and Venom and Halloween are behind us, the studios are starting to roll out their prestige films. And you're right. The thinking is that if the films come out late in the year, they're going to be top of mind for Academy voters when they start putting their nominations in toward the end of the year. So that's why it's such a dramatic change from what has come before and what's coming out now.
Okay, so let's get to some of the ones that you are putting on the radar for us, starting with Green Book, which just opened. It is based on a true story and stars Mahershala Ali as Don Shirley, a Jamaican-American pianist who embarks on a tour of the South in 1962, and he needs a driver and some protection, so he hires Tony Lip, a bouncer from the Bronx, played by Viggo Mortensen. And here's a scene with the two men in a restaurant.
How is that?
Salty.
Have you ever considered becoming a food critic?
No. Not really. Why, is there money in it?
I'm just saying you have a marvelous way with words when describing food. Salty. So vivid one can almost taste it.
Okay, so it seems like there's a culture clash between the two of them. What's your take on this film?
I think it's a really good movie. I mean, there's a couple interesting things about this film. One, it's directed by Peter Farrelly. And when you think of him as a filmmaker, you think of kind of lowbrow comedies like Dumb and Dumber and There's Something About Mary. I think it's a really interesting film. It's set in the early 1960s. It's a road trip about these two guys who really don't have anything in common, trying to learn something from one another. It's also a portrait of America before the Civil Rights Act, when it felt like we were moving in a good direction in terms of desegregation. And yet, Green Book is a reference to the hotel guide where African Americans would look for lodging because they couldn't stay where people of white skin could stay. So I think it's a beautiful movie. It really celebrates Don Shirley's music. Great buddy story. And it actually has a lot of political significance today.
Okay, so that's one. Another you have brought to our attention is one for maybe people who like to watch political movies. This is The Front Runner. It's about Gary Hart's 1988 presidential campaign, which got derailed by allegations that he was having an extramarital affair. Here is a scene with Hugh Jackman as Gary Hart and J.K. Simmons. Bill Dixon, his campaign manager, can't believe that Hart won't address the allegations, even with his own campaign workers.
People are sacrificing for you.
And I'm not sacrificing what? Should I sacrifice my privacy, Bill, my self-respect? And it won't just be me that gets dragged down. None of those kids you're talking about will work another campaign where some candidate doesn't have to account for who comes and goes from their bedroom. And that is just the beginning.
Okay. But we're not talking about that right now.
I am talking about that.
We're talking about how you get through today without pissing away everything we've all worked for on this campaign.
Bill, this campaign is about the future, not rumors, not sleaze. And I care about the sanctity of this process, whether you do or do not.
See, now I will see that movie. That sounds really interesting to me, probably for a lot of our listeners who are political junkies as well.
Well, I always think it's a bad idea over Thanksgiving, especially if you're with relatives and specifically if you're with in-laws, to do anything that has anything to do with politics.
Fair enough.
That said, and this is a movie that came out a couple weeks ago, and sadly, I think it's really not getting a lot of attention. It is a film, obviously, about Gary Hart and about what happened to him. The amazing thing about the Gary Hart story is that in a week, he went from the front runner, not only for the Democratic nomination, but likely the next president of the United States, to out of politics for good. And what it has to say about the media and how far we have come, if we've come at all, how low we sank then, and what's happened to the media and its coverage of presidential candidates since then, I think is fascinating. I think it's an important film, and I think its relevance, a lot like Green Book today, can't be overstated.
Okay, another film on your list is The Favorite, not your favorite, that's the name of the movie, The Favorite. It is set in early 18th century England and stars Olivia Colman as Britain's monarch, Queen Anne. Rachel Weisz is Lady Sarah, Queen Anne's close friend, who's pretty much ruling both the Queen and the country because of Anne's poor health. Emma Stone plays Abigail, a new servant who might threaten Lady Sarah's position. Let's listen to a scene here where a cup of hot chocolate becomes a point of contention among the three women.
None for the Queen. What? Well, you cannot have hot chocolate. Your stomach, the sugar inflames it.
Abigail, hand me that cup.
Do not.
I'm sorry. I do not know what to do.
Oh, fine. Give it to her. And then you can get a bucket and a mop for the aftermath.
So I guess there's a rule every year that there has to be at least one film about the British monarchy. And here it is. But what do you think?
I will warn you, this is not The Crown. Yorgos Lanthimos has made a couple of films. His first film was The Lobster. Then he made a film, The Killing of a Sacred Deer. Now, this is a potentially polarizing film. This is probably the most accessible of his films. But that's kind of like saying a jalapeno is not as hot as a ghost pepper. It is an acquired taste. And there are some great performances. And even though it's set in early 18th century, there's a modern language and spirit to the making of this film. It does have some eccentricities. I think it's a beautiful film. And to see a major release that has not one, not two, but three women in starring roles is extraordinary. It may be even more polarizing than The Front Runner. People are going to argue about it, but I think it's a beautiful film that certainly is worth checking out.
And Olivia Colman, by the way, is taking over the role of Queen Elizabeth in The Crown on Netflix.
Yeah, she is playing, going from Queen Anne to, what, Queen Elizabeth? Is that what we're up to
right.
in The Crown?
Right.
And it's certainly a very different performance.
Okay, another one that you wanted to highlight for us is a film starring Willem Dafoe. It is called At Eternity's Gate. Now, Willem Dafoe was nominated for an Oscar last year in The Florida Project. In this film, he plays Vincent van Gogh. Here he is talking about what happens when he paints.
When I paint, I stop thinking.
About what?
I stop thinking, and I feel that I'm a part of everything outside and inside of me.
What do you think of this film? Yet another film about Vincent van Gogh that's been made just in the last few years.
Yeah, I think when we think of Vincent van Gogh, we assume the film is going to be about his mental illness, the fact that he was not recognized in his lifetime as a painter. This is a different look at van Gogh. It is really about how van Gogh saw light, how he saw color, and how he painted. Willem Dafoe was taught by the film's director, Julian Schnabel, who's an artist, how to paint. And yes, it does get into some of the tragedies of van Gogh's life, but it is really a beautiful film that was shot largely where van Gogh painted. It really is a gorgeous film, unbelievably photographed. And I think if you like van Gogh or have an appreciation of his painting, this is a insight into how he painted. And I think it's a gorgeous film. And I think Willem Dafoe is going to be nominated again for an Academy Award for playing van Gogh.
What movies are on your horizon that'll be coming out in the next month that are also maybe going to get some Oscar buzz that people should keep an eye out for?
I think a movie that a lot of people are going to be talking about through the end of the year, and it's in a handful of theaters right now where Oscar voters are, it's coming out on Netflix in early December, is Roma. It's Alfonso Cuarón's film about his childhood in Mexico. Mm. Beautiful film. Barry Jenkins, who made Moonlight, has a new film based on the writings of James Baldwin called If Beale Street Could Talk. And then there's a fascinating documentary about Roger Ailes, the growth of Fox News, called Divide and Conquer. Very different films, very interesting stories, all of them highly recommended, coming out later this year. Roma, Divide and Conquer, and If Beale Street Could Talk.
I'm still catching up on last year's Oscar nominees. I was just on a flight. Seriously, I was just on a flight back from London, and I was able to watch two films that I wasn't able to see last year, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and The Shape of Water, which won. They were both great, but I actually still think, having seen them, that Get Out should have won the Best Picture. But that's just my opinion. I don't know what you think.
It might have been really close. Who knows?
Maybe. Okay, that's John Horn, who hosts the KPCC show The Frame. You can see a list of all of John's film recommendations at hereandnow.org. John, thanks again.
My pleasure.
And we thought we'd leave you with the music of the real Don Shirley, the pianist portrayed by Mahershala Ali in Green Book. This is his version of At Last.